podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Emily and I were laughing off the air about a commercial that I voiced last week where I was talking about Mother's Day, the card aisle, how the grocery carts, people in there on Friday and Saturday will be elbow to elbow. And you said you actually did end up in a grocery
store. Yeah, truer words were never spoken, Dom. Because on Saturday, actually, Gentleman Caller and I went to the old Gross. And passing the card aisle, I started to get claustrophobic because seeing all the people down there, pretty sure they were breaking fire codes. Like, people were on top of each other and, like, jamming scrambling. To get in.
Yeah. I did the same thing, but it was the card aisle and then the flower section at the Gross, as you said. It was like a scramble. Like, people were leaving with single tulips just so they had something.
You know, Saturday about noon, I had to go to the grocery store. And here's the thing. I forgot all about that commercial. I forgot all about Mother's Day.
Chaos.
And I needed to get a card for something completely different. Had nothing to do with Mother's Day.
You fool!
And I turned to go down that aisle, and there had to be 200 people jammed in there.
Whoa!
It's like, holy crap.
Worse than the Tickle Me Elmo craze of 99.
It like, was it?
Come on, people. You got to make your own card.
Yeah, get the construction paper out.
Sure, just create crayons. Your own
go to card. Home Depot to get your flowers.
But we were also laughing about the things how moms just know things that are going on. They just know.
They know everything.
And I've had listeners who have sent me pictures of greeting cards that talked about that exact same thing about moms with eyes in the backs of their heads and how you think you're getting away with stuff, but your mom knows about it.
Honestly, I'm afraid to ask because I've always wondered this. Like, how much do they know? What do they know I got away with?
How does?
But
does
I don't want to ask.
What does she know that you don't know she knows?
Yes, because I know I'll be embarrassed.
All right, so we thought we would have some fun and let moms call in and get a chuckle and tell us the things that your kids don't think you know about. And we've already heard from two in advance. Would you like to hear Gwen and Marie's stories?
Please.
Yes.
I like Gwen. She goes, my kids are now 19 and 16. When they were 14 and 11, they took my car out for a drive around the block while my husband and I were out running errands in his truck. Two of our neighbors watched them back out of the garage, drive around the block twice, and then she put that in all caps, very slowly pull back into the garage. Our neighbor across the street said they looked terrified when they got out of the car. We never said anything about it. And to this day, they don't know that we know. And then she put, kids.
I know. We think we're so
neighbors.
Sneaky.
So they're laughing, probably saying, remember that time we took the car and they didn't know? The neighbors were watching them back out of the garage. Marie says, my daughter got caught sneaking out of school when she was a freshman. The assistant principal caught her and put the fear of God in her. Let me jump in here for a second. Does anybody remember their assistant principal? Because in the schools that I went to, our assistant principals were like, you know the whole thing about good cop, bad cop? In my schools, our principal was always good cop, and our assistant principal was always bad cop.
Very much so. They had the walkie-talkie on in my school. They were they were the hammer.
Yeah, well, in my, show you how long ago I went to school, in my middle school, our assistant principal was the one who had the paddle with the holes in it.
They need to bring that back,
maybe
I think.
Maybe they were a ping pong
and
champ.
And sometimes wore it almost like in a holster.
It's not even legal.
Well, it needs to be. It needs to be.
Anyway, the assistant principal caught her and put the fear of God in her. She begged him to not tell me, and he said he wouldn't as long as she swore she'd never do it again. Of course, he did tell me, but he said that she broke down and cried when he supposedly let her off the hook, that she hugged him. And now she's a senior who, as far as we know, never cut class again, and she has no idea that I know. And that's from sweet. Marie. So moms do know when stuff's going on. They just don't always tell their kids that they know. And we want your best stories this morning. Here's Casey on the line. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're terrific. So what's the story?
So in high school, I was supposed to sing the national anthem at the state volleyball championship. But I decided I wanted to go to a birthday party instead. So I told them I was going to sing and then went to this birthday party. And then I came home later that night and my mom was like, how did it go? How was it? And I was making up this whole story and I was like, it was great. This lady was really nice and really beautiful. And she kept giving me water right before I sang, like totally not believable. But of course, in my mind, it was super rational and everything made sense. And she just looks at me and goes, yeah, let's try that story again in the family room. And I was like, no!
Go busted!
She didn't go, but like years later, like sometime last year, I'm 22 now, and sometime last year, I found out that my dad had gone and come back and report that I was not there. So
what a tattle.
They're in cahoots, the two of them. You got to watch out.
Cahoots. I love the use of that word. Have a great day, Casey. Thanks for being on the show.
You too. Bye.
Roxanne sent us a message on social media. She said, my daughter cut her hair when she was 9. I first discovered it when I found small clumps of hair around the bathroom sink. Apparently, she wanted the hairstyle of someone she saw on MTV or something, but chickened out and stopped. I never said anything, but had to smile every time I saw the zigzag pattern on the side of her head. To this day, she doesn't think I know, and she's 26. Yeah, if you leave the evidence around the sink,
yeah,
chances are you'll get busted.
God, all mothers are like part sorcerer, aren't they? They just know.
I remember the first time my parents went away and left me. They went away on like a vacation, took my sister. I didn't want to go. I stayed home alone. I had a couple girls over, I'm not going to lie. I think they know.
Your cousins?
I'm afraid to ask them. No, it wasn't my cousins.
You know, just leave.
Just leave it. I'm out. Done. Done. I hate
you.
What'd you
guys
right
do?
Now. Nothing.
Watch Bed Knobs and Broomsticks.
Play Twister.
Bible study.
Yeah, that's exactly what we did.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.